Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you peace on earth? As we approach this holiday season every December and then anticipate better things in the coming year, I can think of no better or more powerful question to ask than this one. Are you peace on earth? In this world, we tend to externalize everything. We want peace on earth to happen somewhere out there so that we can enjoy it. And what we don't realize is that peace on earth actually begins with us, in our souls, in our hearts, in our intentions, and in our own place of quiet. Like every podcast I record, every blog I write, every interview I do, and even every lecture or workshop where I speak, I always return to a very simple mantra that I've kept probably for most of my life, and that's the idea of living happy from the inside out. And that means that the world doesn't do things to us that we need to feel we need to attack back or protect ourselves from, but instead we take some time to reflect and to make our own intentions and to decide what kind of a world we would like to experience from the inside out. It's a huge change of perception, but it's one that gives us great peace and great senses of well-being. You know, externalizing our anger, our fears, our problems, and even all of our differences never seems to come to an end. It doesn't bring us happiness, and it doesn't bring us peace. But when we start internally reflecting within ourselves, we do find our happiness and our peace. And that's where I hope to lead you in today's holiday podcast. What exactly is peace? Well, it's a word we hear all the time, but how often do we internalize it? I want to break the word down for you, but as I do, I want you to actually feel what the word peace means and tell me if it doesn't make you feel the sense of what this amazing gift is. Peace is the absence of war or other hostilities. Peace is the freedom from quarrels or disagreement. It's harmonious relations. Peace is inner contentment, a calm, a serenity. And peace is a state of tranquility. It's even been referred to as silence. And if I could give a description to it, I would say it's being at home in the silence, the quietude of your own heart and soul. And so when I ask, are you peace on earth? That's really where I'm going with this. So what can you do to be that peace, to experience that peace, and then by extension, to share your example of peace in your own presence, everywhere you go, out into a world that's bent on fear and division and strife? I often ask people when I'm speaking or doing a workshop, what if you could make just a 10% change in your life, a 10% improvement to experience more happiness or freedom or a greater peace of mind? How about this one? Even a 10% greater feeling of love. Most people would find it very hard to say, my gosh, I feel like, you know, I'm at point zero or I'm underground. How can I possibly imagine going up to 100% or going to the complete opposite place? Emotionally, psychologically, and in so many other ways, we tend to have to walk through processes. So that's why I say, what if you could just make a 10% improvement? Do you realize the more you step into your new ways, your new thoughts, and then you experience a better way of life, the more equipped and adept you actually become at continuing on that path? And in today's path, we are specifically talking about peace and inner peace. So this season of the year, during a time when everybody's mostly externalizing the holidays through consumerism, through stress, and all kinds of other activities that actually leave us away from peace rather than closer to peace, why not take a few minutes of your own today for reflection and give yourself the gift of peace, one that you could not only carry through this holiday season, but take into next year and make it part of your life and the life of others that you're around. Maybe it means dropping a grudge or an offense against someone else. Maybe even a grudge or an offense you've been holding against yourself. It may mean something like owning up to a wrong you've committed in your past and then making some amends in an appropriate fashion. It may also mean things like letting go of an impossible project, an outmoded dogma you were trying to hold on to, or even separating from damaging or hurtful relationships. You know, there's really no perfect answer for how you get to being peace in the world. But I do know this, as you're willing to take a few minutes of reflection time and concentrating on what is it that you can do or be or think about to become the embodiment of peace on earth, you already will find the answer within you. Your soul, your spirit, you already know the answer. But if you're like most people, and I can put myself in the same category as well, we run away. We concentrate on so many external things in an effort to avoid those uncomfortable, but often very obvious things that our heart and soul wants us to make peace with. So if you need a new way to live, I wish you peace on earth this season. I wish you the very embodiment of the awesome gift that we often talk about this holiday season, but never really turn into one that we can call our own. I want you to get to the place where you can say, I have found that peace, and I'm calling that peace my home. Well, that's been my wish for you today on this special holiday podcast. And normally, I'll ask people to just hold on for a minute because I always have one person as my special guest. Today, I've invited several friends and podcast followers to come on and to share their similar wishes of goodwill this season to you too. So hold on because you're going to hear them right now. But in the meantime, this has been Maura with Maura for You, wishing you the greatest gift of all, and that is peace on earth, goodwill toward men, starting in your very heart.
Hi, this is Debbie from New York. I'm wishing everyone peace on earth and goodwill towards men and prosperity, health, and abundance for all. God bless us.
I am Robert Ago from Albania, and I wish from my heart the happy holidays for everybody.
Hi, this is Francine, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York, and I just want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday and a wonderful 2017.
Hi, everybody. I am Antonio Fernando Krebs Jr., and I'm talking to you from Brazil, in the city of Porto Alegre. And I would like to send you all, my African friends, for Christmas and New Year, a lot of wishes of happiness, health, and that we can make a change, choosing smiles instead of worries, that we are able to do our best all the time, helping people to live in peace and joy. Now I want to talk some words in Portuguese, and after I can translate it. Se alguém não encontra felicidade em si mesmo, é inútil que a procure em outro lugar. That is something like, if you don't find happiness inside of you, it's really hard that you can find happiness in another place. Happy 2017 for you all, and that we have a lot of happiness and health.
Hi, this is Lynn Consoli from Manahawk, New Jersey. I'd love to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Roger Moran, your friend from Scotland. I would like to wish you and all of your listeners a very happy Christmas season and also every best wish for a happy, healthy, and particularly peaceful New Year. Slangeva.
Hello, this is David from Ohio. I'm wishing everyone peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Have a nice year.
Hi, this is Lydia.
And this is Natalie.
We're from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we want to wish you a happy Hanukkah.
I am Bojan from Belgrade, Serbia. I wish everyone a wonderful festive season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hello, everybody. This is Greg Larson from Toms River, New Jersey, and I'm here just to wish all of you snowbirds and Florida relocates a happy Merry Christmas. Hopefully you've had a blessed year and another one coming up to follow the one we just finished. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year from New Jersey to Florida to wherever you're from. We love you.
Hi, this is Patty Elize sending some warm holiday wishes from Orlando, Florida. And as we celebrate the gift of another trip around the sun, may you find your present this holiday season filled with nothing but gratitude, overflowing with beautiful blessings, all wrapped up in unconditional love to carry you into the new year. And with that said, from my heart to yours, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, everyone, and greetings from Canada. This is Yvonne Heath and the Heath Family Five, which is my family. I have
Tanner, Jaden,
Jordy.
And Tyler is out west in British Columbia. We are here in the heart of Muskoka with over 2 feet of snow, where we love so many different activities. I just love to snowshoe.
I like building snow forts.
I love tobogganing.
And I love to downhill ski.
So much fun. So from our family to yours, we wish you much joy, happiness, and laughter during the holiday season in 2017 and forever. And may you always find a way to love your life. Happy holidays!
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Mora, visit her moraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Mora, number 4, letter U.com, where Mora is always for you.